Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 130. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. Today, obviously, is Mondays with Mello. And today, I want to talk about loving what I do daily. Now, every day I wake up and am blessed to live another day by the graces of God, I do all I can to give you guys as much great content as I can. And while I'm still working a full-time job, everything else I'm doing is full-time also. You know, writing my books, writing my blogs and posting them on my website, recording these wonderful podcasts, recording audiobooks, keeping up with my YouTube channel, my clothing line. There's just a lot on my plate. I can't get to everything, but I try to do all I can to be consistent with certain things. But pretty much is what I signed up for. And this is not really my work. It's more of God's work. It's what I have been meant to do for the longest time. And I make sure that I give my all into what I'm doing daily, knowing that, well, it's all going to pay off in the long run. And there's a lot that goes into what I'm doing, but it's the little things that really keep me going. You know, knowing that, you know, I have, you know, someone in my life that pushes me to be great, but then also knows when to tell me to slow down and relax. And I haven't necessarily met this special woman yet, but I will say that there is someone that I do like and care about a lot. And, you know, this podcast is going to forever live on. And, you know, I think about the future down the road and, you know, being able to slow down a little bit, but still continue to do the work that I'm doing, but finding the balance in my life. It's also knowing that one of my books can change a person's mindset on life, or how, you know, they can, you know, start a conversation on what I've written. And, you know, podcasts that could potentially shine light on really what's going on in this world. Maybe it inspires someone to start a podcast, you know, that, you know, I'm doing currently. You just never know. And could also be a blog that inspires or motivates somebody to be greater than what they are, and they realize their potential, and that it does take a lot of dedication to be really good at what you do. So, a couple of reasons why I do things, and there's a purpose for me and a reason for why I do all the things that I do. The biggest part for me is, you know, being consistent in, you know, this podcast, being consistent in writing content that is meaningful, impactful, and I love it. It can be tiring at times, but I've learned to balance out my life a little bit more and not put so much pressure on myself to constantly be working. It's also, you know, posting a YouTube video that may inspire someone to write a book that they've always wanted to write. But there are so many reasons why I do what I do daily, but always know that I have a passion for it. There's a lot that goes on in my mind just to get the content out to all of you guys to read, watch, or listen to. There's a process for me to sit down and, you know, do these podcasts and record them. A lot of these podcasts are recorded ahead of time. So I always try to, you know, keep things in perspective a little bit. I also like to be ahead. So when I stay ahead, that helps me to manage my time, and it also allows me to stay organized. And when you love what you do, you really aren't doing work. It's, you know, that, you know, this is going to reach someone that it needs to reach. And my sense of fulfillment, well, it's what I look forward to daily. You know, the goal is to be able to do this every day and know that, you know, somewhere along the lines, a lot of this will come to an end. I don't know when, but for now, I'm just embracing and enjoying the journey as best as I can. And this is not like necessarily just me you know, doing a podcast just to do it. When I started this a few years ago, I was on a whole nother journey in a whole nother realm with this podcast. And then I made a shift and decided that I didn't want to talk about everything that's going on in the world all the time. And it became tiring to do it. But this is more enjoyable for me. This makes me happy more, talking about my journey and talking about my life. And I want you guys to understand that everything has purpose and reason with what I do. And no matter what happens, I keep pushing on. And I do not stop. I am relentless in all of the things that I'm doing. And when the breaks do happen and I do travel and I go see my family and all that stuff, oh, don't worry. The podcast will still be posted, because the wonderful part about this daily is that I can just plan things out ahead of time and it just posts itself, especially these podcasts. With my blogs, I just go into my, sign into my website, a few clicks, and the blog is done. The books, those are pretty much way ahead of time. I've written books a year ahead of time, 6 months ahead of time, 9 months ahead of time, so that's easy. It's just editing the books. I want you guys to know that I never thought in a million years that, you know, I'd be writing books and doing a podcast and being able to create all of the content that I do. So my mind is all over the place a lot of days. So don't ever think like this is just like, oh, okay, like he just gets behind a microphone and does it. Nope. I have to literally block out all of the things that I'm, you know, trying to do and trying to focus on in order to, you know, focus on the podcast. And then after the podcast, I go back to either writing or planning out my week or, you know, doing another task that I need to do. But this love will be there. And it's going to be here for the next few years. I'll say that. And if you guys don't know by now, my goal is to write 60 books. Write them and publish them. And I'm getting closer to the goal, and when I get really close, I'll have to reevaluate how much longer I'm going to continue writing. It's not that I'm losing the love to write. It's more of I have other focuses and passions that I want to do, and I have to be able to compartmentalize all of it and say, okay, I'm pushing the writing books to the side for a while so I can go focus on other things. But there's a good chance that I'm going to still write books. So if you guys are listening to this for the first time, you guys will know that there's a good possibility that I may write 75 to 80 books. And that's where loving what you do comes in. So at the end of the day, I want you guys to know that when you guys figure out, you know, what your love is and what your passion is, and even if you have figured it out already, just know that whatever you're doing is impacting not only yourself, but others around you. It impacts people in the world. Whether you're a creator, you go into business, you go into nursing or become a doctor or a lawyer, or you know, you utilize a platform to be an influencer, you can be a marketer, whatever it is, you're impacting the world in some way, shape, or form. But just make sure that you love what you do and you're not just doing it for all the wrong reasons. Do it because you're changing the world, not necessarily just changing your life yourself. So that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. As always, I definitely count my blessings on a daily basis that you guys continually listen to my podcast, because you just never know when things are going to end. Things change on a regular basis, especially with life. If you guys are going through a lot of things right now, just know that things will get better. We're in a really crazy, crazy time right now, dealing with so much in this world. And I'm not going to sit here and run down the whole list of things that are going on, but you guys know where I'm coming from. So don't always feel that you have to be strong. Don't always feel like you have to be resilient. Have the right people around you in your inner circle that will help you to get through what you need to get through. And if you don't have someone, please just find someone that you can trust, whether it's a therapist or someone that you look up to, whoever it is. There's someone who cares about you, your life, who you are, and your story. All right, guys, I'm done. Have a good week, everyone. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.